Hurricane Teddy is moving through the Atlantic toward the Canadian Maritimes, hundreds of miles off the New England coast. But we're going to feel the effects of the storm over the next few days. For a closer look, let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So as we said, Teddy is well offshore, but we'll be feeling the impact along the coast. What are we getting?
Well, it's especially going to be impactful for the Cape and the islands. That's where we have surf warnings up. We have a high wind warning, for example, for Nantucket. We have a storm warning off the coast of the Cape. And there, winds could gust around Nantucket, actually, to 60 miles an hour during the day today. The seas just offshore will be building up to 20 to 25 feet, depending on how far offshore folks were going to go. And a lot of craft will just not venture out during the day today. This is not a day to be taking a small sailboat out, obviously.
So what's that mean for erosion along the shoreline? Will it be a major problem today or not, do you think?
Yeah, we'll definitely see some erosion. There's no question about it. It'll probably be minor to moderate erosion, and there'll also be some flooding at the time of high tide around 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock, depending on exactly which local beach you're at.
Let me go from Hurricane Teddy and turn our attention to the extremely dry weather. A fire weather watch from the National Weather Service goes into effect later this morning for the entire state. How much of a chance is there that there might be brush fires because the weather has been so dry?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is up to those folks listening, and you should not be doing anything at all with an open flame today. And even something as innocuous as, if you're a smoker and you throw that cigarette out the window, with all this dry brush, that can start a fire. So it can be something that starts just very innocently. But yeah, there's a red flag warning in effect. It goes into effect at 9 o'clock this morning till 9 this evening. And that's because relative humidity during the day today will be down around 20%. So that's basically the gap between the amount of moisture in the air and the temperature. And that creates a relativeness. And when the amount of moisture in the air and the temperature are the same, relative humidity is 100%. When you have a huge gap like this, we go down to 20%. So very dry. And of course, as you mentioned, almost the entire area is in some sort of drought category, extreme drought, southeastern Massachusetts, moderate drought for many of us, or abnormally dry for a few. But it is a drought, and it's going to continue.
Well, let me ask about that, considering this is shaping up to be one of the driest Septembers on record, as I understand it. Is there any change to the dry weather pattern? Might we see, some rain or a change in the pattern so we get more rain down the road?
So there's no rain at all in the forecast through the weekend. So I can almost guarantee that. The question is when we get to Sunday night, Monday timeframe, does the pattern begin to break down? So we've got another 6 to 7 days of absolutely no rain here. So there's no breakdown at that point. And then we're behind by 9-10 inches, depending on where you are, even more. So it's not going to be like, oh, we got a few showers on Monday of next week. I guess the drought's over. This is going to take a while. And as you mentioned, probably the second driest September on record. And we're starting to rival, depending on what happens for October, November, December. Even if we were to get almost average precipitation, we may be drier than 2016, just to put it in perspective. We're going to be very close to that. And that's if we have average. If we're below average for the last third of the year or the last 3 months of the year, then we're definitely going to be drier than 2016.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot. We'll be keeping tabs on this. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.